This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Hi there, I'm Danny, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew.
Hello?
Hello, is that Jason?
Yes. I thought you were going to be ringing my mobile. That's why I was a bit surprised. I was outside my hotel room trying to put my washing into the dryer, so that's not going to happen.
It's all rock and roll for you these days, isn't
not
it, Jason?
Working, yeah, it's just not going
to
happen.
Have you not got somebody to do that for you?
Yeah, but she's in Ireland.
That's a shame.
Now, have you done all your Easter shopping? Have you bought lots of chocolate?
No. I have done hardly anything because I dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, how'd you do that?
My arm popped out in the sea.
Oh.
In Lorne.
Oh, nice place to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So if anywhere.
I have to take painkillers that ease off in the gig.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you're very animated, aren't you?
Yeah, so I can't take them at the full end, because otherwise I won't be know what I'm saying on stage. So I've basically timed it that they're easing off just as I'm leaving the stage.
I hear you, actually, from previous performances, you have a lot of audience participation.
Yeah.
How's that going to affect or limit what you can do on stage?
Well, my right arm is fully functional, and I'm doing this thing on the stage where I get a guy up and I put him in this kind of big cabinet thing where I'm going to saw him in half. Except it's not a cabinet, I've made it out of cardboard boxes. Because he couldn't afford to get a cabinet made.
Of course not.
And I'm really glad because the cardboard box just looks horrendous. Because it keeps collapsing and everything when people get into it and stuff. And
I remember, I came to see you 2 years ago
yeah.
at the Hi-Fi Bar. And
yeah.
I think you did a similar thing where you got these boy band looking guys yeah. up on stage. And you stuck them in a box as well, actually. It's a bit of a theme.
Was that in Australia?
Yeah, yeah. It was here in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. The only other thing I've ever done in here, which was in a box, was I used to get a
car
just,
thing,
just
wasn't
a box.
It?
Yeah, and I put one guy in it.
Yeah.
And then I give him a microphone and tell him to make car noise.
That's it.
And
yeah.
I dragged him around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know. Maybe I have some sort of connection to boxes.
Maybe you have.
I wanted this thing to be made out of wood, and then by the time we'd finished it, I stood back and went, "That's a box." That's the same thing. The thing is that I was putting the guy in the box. I was sawing him in half.
Yep.
And then, but now when he got kind of one arm, it always works out in my favour. It's great. I get another punter up, another audience member,
yep.
to be my kind of a sexy assistant, which is always a bloke. and they have to do the sawing. And the separation and sticking the sword into the box.
Oh,
and,
good.
And then at the very end, they very cruelly, they have to get into the other half of the box where there's supposed to be false feet. Have to wiggle the feet. Oh, it's just all, it's mental. It's all just full on. So it's me, yeah, so the arm hasn't affected the audience participation at all.
So are you using a good-looking helper to increase the participation in the show, or is that just for basically legal reasons and you can't be held liable for anything because you didn't do anything?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just need somebody else up there because also another brainy idea of mine is I put the box up on these wheels, like these dollies, and if you wheel them too fast, they'll fall off the edge of the stage with the bloke in them. So for legal reasons as well, and for just general help, I just get somebody else up to just catch it in case I die.
Just on that fact, have you had anything go wrong in one of your shows over the last few years?
I don't think, actually, the only thing that's ever kind of went a bit odd, only ever happened here in Australia, was where I got a guy in the cardboard box.
Right? Always a box and always Australia.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, exactly. And I put him into the box, and what happened was I told him, sit in the box, pretend you're a five-year-old, pretend that you're driving the car, and I'll drag you around. And he started doing it, and then he started crying. But he wasn't, he was kind of weeping, and he was in his late 30s, and he looked pretty normal to me. And then I just kind of, I don't think many people noticed, one or two in the front row were kind of looking at me going, I think that guy's crying. So I must have and brought him back to some other child.
No.
Maybe he always wanted to drive a cardboard box and never got the chance to when he was a child.
And you fulfilled his dreams for him,
the poor fella, yeah. Because I never mind, it's the theme of my show is like, I never upset anybody, do you know what I mean? They always just have a laugh and it's mine. But I didn't want anybody sitting there crying and weeping. And having a psychologist.
So comedy,
I removed him pretty quickly.
Comedy and regression therapy in your shows.
I know. What's going on? Well, I think there's a lot of regression therapy in my show all the time without me even knowing that comes from, that's in the audience.
It looks like you get your money's worth at your show.
I know. I think, you should go, you should just go watch the dislocated arm man try and work.
Yes.
So your arm got dislocated in Lorne, which is a family beach. Nothing ever happened. I think I'm the first person ever in the whole world to ever get damaged down there. You know?
No,
I'm convinced that a wave came from Bell's Beach, because that's not far.
It's not too far away.
I just snuck in and just dislocated my arm and went back to the surface.
There is quite a lot of damage to be done in the Lorne Hotel, actually. A lot of the schoolies go down there at the weekends and camping.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah. It's a big place to go. So,
because we have our day off on Mondays. So that's when we go. So we go down to Lorne. We stay in the a resort looking on the beach. Because you see, we're all the Irish comics. That's who goes down.
Right.
And Irish people are. We've been going to this place every year since I've been here.
Yep.
And that's what Irish people do when they find somewhere that they like.
Yeah, they like. I like it there.
They like it there.
I do like it there. Let's go there again.
Yeah,
we're safe there.
We don't like a change.
We don't like change.
No, we stay there. And because if you do go somewhere different, you'll spend the whole time trying to find everything.
And if you know where it is, you're done.
Yeah.
Why bother? You're on holiday.
Here we are. There's the beach. There's the bar.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.